Are we good?
We good. We on, baby.
Hey, everyone, welcome. It's going to be the second episode of It Ain't My Fault. I'm your boy, Craig.
It's your boy, Darnell.
And today, what are we talking about?
Man, we just talking about men cheating, women cheating, and then whatever topic that you came up with.
Well, you did say the other day you want to talk about child support. And it's funny.
Yeah, and child support, too, because, whoa, I got some stories to tell on that today, man. Like, it's pretty crazy.
I know you've been through a lot with that.
Yeah, and I'm still going through it to this day. And I just, the other day, I don't want to put too much people business out there, but I got some real, like, eye-awakening
situations. There's some stories that I heard. So when you, let me tell you this. When you presented that, and I just went on my phone, I wasn't looking for anything. And it was like, yo, child support story here, child support story there. Yeah. Yo, let's start with child support because there's a mad stories, right? Right. I'm going to start you off, right? This is a YouTuber, MTR, Mediocre Tutorial Reviews. Mm-hmm. He's like, I watch this dude's videos all the time. And he put out a video where the shorty says she got 6 kids by 6 baby daddies just so that the child support, she could live off of that.
Right. And they do.
Like, that's some unscrupulous shit.
So let
like,
me, boy, I tell you, listen. So, everybody know I got one child outside my marriage, you know, my oldest mm-hmm. daughter. So I go to mediation. I mean, I don't want to put the mother on blast or nothing like this, but this is just an eye awakening for fellas. Like, I just got to tell the story. So we go to mediation, whatever. We set up the visitation. We got all that squared away. Mm-hmm. All that she had no problem with. She was like, yeah, you can have her every weekend, every other holiday. Boom, boom, boom. And you know me, I pay $600 a month for my daughter, you feel me? Like, and she's here all the time. Like, she's here every weekend and anytime I can go get her. So I'm like, I was sitting at the table like, well, can we cut down on this child support? Like, you feel me? Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the eye awakening thing was, her excuse was, I need child support because your daughter needs school clothes. So the mediator was sitting there and they were like, why you need all this money for school clothes? Like, and what child, like, what do you mean by school clothes? It opened my eyes up too, because I think it's a Black family type thing where you feel like your kids always got to have brand new school clothes to go back to school because we were brought up that way. But for child support, they looked at that like, that's not important. Like, that money is not supposed to be used for school clothes. Like, and she was like literally throwing a fit, like, no, I need it for school clothes. She needs new, like, and she grows every day, and I go shopping every month for her. And I sat there at the table, was like, bro, I was like, so why every time I get my daughter, she got the same clothes on? Like, where is these new clothes coming from? You're getting $600 a month. Mind you, Biden gave everybody this tax credit money. She got 2 other kids. She's making $850 off these kids every month. Like, I do know that. I did the math. I know how old her kids is. I'm like, shit, that's $850 plus my $600. You're getting a good $1,500 a month just off kids alone.
Yeah.
So the mediator was
clothes
like,
in there.
Yeah, school and, clothes in there. And more. Like, that's vacation to Disney and some more shit. So the mediator was like, so if he's paying all this child support, what do you think about letting Darnell have claim her for tax time?
Yeah.
She almost threw a fucking head gasket. She's like, tax time? She's like, I need him to be more consistent. And then they were like, what do you mean consistent? And then she was like, well, I want the child support to be consistent on time, and you know, and then I could reconsider it. They were like, but if you're getting this money every month, why can't this man claim his daughter every other year for taxes? You're getting the tax money, the child support, and you want to hold him on a leash pretty much of saying when you can see her, you know, just want to be in control of everything. So that showed me right there that women are money hungry, bro. Like, I was sitting there like, I wasn't even mad. Like, I just sat down and was like, eye opener. Like,
it's crazy. I don't got no children, so I don't know no stories personal. I could just, you know, secondhand. So like, what you telling me here, you know what I'm saying? If that's something I would relate to somebody else, you know what I mean? Because I don't have that firsthand experience. But like your story, I've heard it many times. There was a dude I used to work with. We used to work at the Lego store together. He had 3 kids, same woman, 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And he was working a stock. He was a stock associate at Victoria's Secret. And he was like, man, if I didn't get this Lego job, I wouldn't be able to pay half my bills because I got child support for my 3 kids that I barely get to see. Because he told me the mother doesn't really allow him to see them as much as he would want to. Now he's working these 2 jobs
right
so that he could pay the child support. So Victoria's Secret check pays the child support. The next check, it doesn't even put money in his pocket, pays his bills. Because it seems like these courts forget that this man, y'all got to eat. Y'all
got to
live.
We got to eat. I got two other daughters. I got a whole family to take care of, my damn self. Got a the dude literally, the man literally told me, he's like, Darnell, it sounds like you need to go back to court. Like, you got to take her back to court.
Because that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, shit ain't going
to
be done. It
doesn't sound right. But the thing is, to finish with the story with the guys to work with, after a while, the Lego check started, a portion of it started to get garnished for child support.
Right.
Because he started to make a little bit more and they had to garnish it. So I'm sitting here like,
and that's how it is. When I was, bro, like mine's hit me when I was in the military. Like they literally called me. I didn't even have a word. Like they called me. He was with me. Fort Knox, brother. I literally I had to go to court over the phone back there where we had them little lockers at. I had to go close myself in the back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They called me on the phone. Literally was like, Darnell, this is like your court case right here. You're going to pay this much money off your rent. Boom, boom, and this is it. Bang. So as a private, as an E2, I was paying $540 a month just off
being
a
fucking. You only get like nine.
And you know our paycheck was only $500.
Yeah, like, you only get like nine a month.
Yeah, as a private. They were taking all my shit off the rip.
Yeah, I know the military never played because when it came to child support, they made sure that they took that first before anything, before taxes, and made sure it went.
Then she had in there the whole time she was in there, like in mediation, she was saying she has never received child support. The first time she seen child support was in January of 2021 this year.
Nah, that can't be. That's a lie. You've been in the military for five years? The military who's watching this, if you're in the military,
and it comes out children, automatically.
It comes out automatically. They don't play. Once the mother goes and files, that's it. If they know you're in the military, they're going to make sure that you pay. Yeah, the first thing you pay before you pay, even if you got a debt. You're going to pay that child support. They're going to make sure it takes it out.
That shit is coming
out. So that's impossible because then with your, unless you kept your LES, you know what I mean? It will show child support, every LES.
Yeah.
So by her saying that, you have federal paperwork showing you paying the top, your child support. That's crazy. 2021?
I'm telling you, women hold grudges and talking about you should have been there more. I'm like, yo, I've been gone. Like, I was in the military. Like, I would have been there. You know, I'm not no fucking
TV. But there was mad times when your daughter had time off, she would come up there.
Yeah, I would get her. She was
very important for your oldest to have a relationship with your younger two. So it wasn't like, there was never a time like, there's people who have children, right? And don't see them. Maybe when they went back home to their home state, they'll go see him. But you used to bring your daughter up all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just one time. It was mad times you'd bring her up and you'd be like, man, I'm mad sad. She got to go back home. And then when you go back home, I remember you used to tell me stories that you go see your daughter when you was in the military. So just from my eyes, from what I seen,
something ain't adding up, bro. Child support is a big thing, man. Women is taking full advantage of that shit. I say women need to have child support is a good thing. But I feel like they should have to show receipts. Like, I want to know where my money's going at. Like, if I'm paying you all this money, where is it going at?
Exactly. But I don't know if any state does that, but there's a lot of petitions to have that, to have itemized. I think Florida, they put child support on a card and then they track the spending on the card or whatever. So you can use it for only certain things. If anyone knows, you can hit up in the comments and let me know about Florida. But
yeah, for sure.
Child support. They've had to put on because it's supposed to be for food, clothes, and shelter. But my whole question is with this is, baby mother, what they do, but a lot of baby mothers, right? My whole thing is why I'm going to ask this question. Like Nas was paying $2,000 a month for his son that he had with Khalees, right?
Yeah.
She came back and was like, she needs more money. So they went through his finances to see his expenses, and he got a lot of expenses. In fact, he has a grown child that they just finished college, but at the time she was going to college or whatever. And so this man, and he's also taking care of family. Because, you know, when you come from the hood and you come up, you got people that you got to take care of, not just friends, like blood relatives you got to take care of. So I'm sitting here like, damn, she wants more than the $2,000. But then come to find out she's worth $1 million because she got her own cooking or catering business. I'm sitting here thinking, why do you need more money, right? when you were worth $1 million, okay, he might be worth a lot more, but if he's giving you $2,000, that's what the court said that he's that he needs to pay. Mm-hmm. Where is this money going that your child needs extra? Because the actual average of child support in the United States is about, I could be wrong, I should look this up, I think it's about $566 per pay period they take out. So I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, he's worth millions, you're worth millions. Even if he pays $2,000, you can't make up the rest. That's what the court said was good. Why are you not making up the rest if you're worth $1 million?
And
you
know then what I mean? And my point is like, where, how, like, you don't need $2,000 a month for a kid. Like
one.
Like, I got two and they don't even get two. Like, they, you spend $2,000 a month on a kid. Come on now, a month. What are you getting them? It's just because people egos is too big. You got to make sure your kids got the freshest. You got the freshest Jordans. Yeah. Like.
But the problem, exactly like you said, but the problem is the courts look at it is how would the kid's life be if you guys were still married and living together? So if he was in the domicile with the father. But here's my whole thing with it. Then if that's the case, and I know I'm going to get people mad. But if that is the case, why is the child not living with the father if he makes a certain type of money to continue that lifestyle if the kid is not living with him? Then that means that he should be with the father. But the courts don't see it like that. Right. And it's the same thing for women too, because Britney Spears pays, like $22,000 a month to Kevin Federline, and he's a bum. And I'm sitting here thinking, I understand why they took her kids from her, because she had that crazy episode in the past. Yeah. But if she didn't have that crazy episode, like, she wouldn't be paying him that type of money. Because my whole thing is like, why does she got to pay $22,000 a month? And he's a man, right? And he's supposed to be working. They always say for us as men, we got to provide. We got to be providers. This is what females look for, right? They look for the tall man, the strong guy, the guy that's going to protect her physically, the guy who's going to bring stability. So why in certain situations do we allow those type of men to take advantage of women that have money, right? You get what I'm saying? It don't make sense. So I'm just speaking for the ladies too. It don't make sense. He's supposed to be providing too, because the courts are hosing down regular dudes like you because society says that you're supposed to provide. But then on the flip side, if the female makes more money, it's like, nah, he ain't got to provide. In my eyes, both parents are supposed to provide. You shouldn't be getting any type of extra money for your lifestyle. You're supposed to be getting to raise your child. Whatever that you're not getting extra, that's what you're supposed to be putting in. There're going to be hard times that maybe you need to come, and that's a conversation y'all can have together. But anything beyond that, you shouldn't be buying no cars, no nut. Like the Brittany Renner girl I said in the last episode. Yeah. And I made a mistake. I think it's, I said PJ Thompson's, PJ Washington. Dude, you know she get $200,000 a month? She finessed that man for $200,000 a month. For one kid, that kid ain't even a toddler yet, bro. $200,000?
And what you think she done with that money?
She's making videos of her exercising with her friends and doing all crazy stuff. And everyone, and if you look on her IG, everyone's putting free PJ, free PJ, free PJ. But then you got some people who sitting there like, oh, girl, do you, da 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 da. I'm like, damn, man. And the sad part is, I feel bad for the kid, because it's the kids who suffer more than anything. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because the parents be beefing over this money that's really shouldn't. Like, me and my baby mama, I talk all the time, like, we should just put our heads together. We don't need the courts. Like, I don't even like the courts. I don't like the police. I don't do none of that type of situation. Like, like, if we can just make an agreement, like, if you need money for her for this, okay, here. Like, boom. Like, damn, that's not a big-ass deal. But I don't see why it has to be court-ordered, like, be on paper. Like, if, especially when a dad is there for their child. Like, that's the only thing that bothers me. Like, if I'm there, I shouldn't have to be on child support. Like,
exactly.
And like, we gotta make it so bad, my daughter lives 10 minutes down the road. Like, she's right there. I literally can get in the car and drive down the road 10 minutes.
And she makes it where you can't just go see her like that.
Nah, because she's, I don't think her husband like me. You know, that's another situation. Okay.
I already know the story.
You remember that's another situation. So I feel like I can't show up when I want, you know.
Yeah, I know the story. You told me. I was like, damn. It's like, he got him a little shook.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. Can't do that no more. But
it's crazy, man. It's out here. I just don't understand it. It's crazy. And it's because, and honestly, it's because society looks at the mother as the nurturing type, which is fine. But there needs to delve a little bit more into certain cases. And maybe our system is too bureaucratic that they don't want to do these things. Right. But sometimes when they're just trying to follow the book, it messes up fathers like you and other men who are just trying to do the right thing. Right. And it penalizes you for the other dudes who's not taking care of those responsibilities.
It makes you want to be petty. It makes you want
to
get
like, exactly. You know what I mean? And the person who suffers is your daughter, because you're not trying to be petty to your daughter. You're trying to be petty to the mother. While at the same time, she's being petty to you by not having any form of communication with you.
Right.
And see, honestly, this is what I would say to any young brothers out there. And I always advocate this: wrap up.
Yeah, wrap up. And another word of advice is, if you ever get in that situation, bro, go take her on child support first. I mean, men have the right to go. Men have the right to go do it, because they're going to beat you to the punch. That's the first thing they're going to do. Bro, because my situation, like, literally, like, she never thought about child support.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Naya. Naya was 3 when I left. My daughter mm-hmm. was 3. And then go to the military, go get married, have another child. Boom, child support came right out the blue. Like, and I got some messages and her telling me, like, you know what I mean? You left us, da 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 da. It was all off petty shit, like mad.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Like, so some people let emotions take over and then they make bad decisions based on that. I'm going to put it this way. I don't care if the relationship didn't work between the mother and the father, right? Don't do the whole, oh, you left us. No. You didn't leave your daughter. You left her mother.
Yeah.
That doesn't take away your responsibilities from being a good father. And that's the thing. And I'll give you a story. My mother and father were married. And he was doing all kind of crazy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Just dog in the streets. So my mother was like, I'm going to leave you. And then, you know, when people, they got things easy and they start crying, then they turn around and he's like, no, I want to be with you. Chance after chance. He keeps playing stupid games. Gave him the final one. What do you want? You want your family or you want the streets? He said, he want the streets, right? She said, mm-hmm. okay, moved on with her life, right? He never really checked for me, but then he started to play the game like, oh, I was looking for you. I couldn't find you. We was like, okay, this is when I was older, like, okay, we're going to bygones be bygones, whatever, right? So I used to always like, yo, on the weekends, my mom like, on the weekends, you can come get him. You can come get him during the week, but he got school. But on the weekends, he want to go spend time with you because you his father. He want to know, you know what I'm saying? My mom is right. Your complexion. My dad is like a little bit darker than me. So I'm light and everyone in my family is like dark. And I'm like, all right, let me go hang out with my light skin side of the family to see why the hell am I so light. Right. The people be sitting there like, yo, you look like you Puerto Rican Dominican. I'm like, nah, bro. They're like, what's your father? I was like, black.
Oh, yeah, I never believed your ass either.
Yeah. I'd be black and they'd be like, and I'd be like, no, he's black. I'm lighter than him. You sure he's your father? I was like, yeah, trust me. He made sure he got that DNA test. But so he just didn't want nothing to do with me, never picked me up, whatever, whatever. My mother never put that man on child support. She said it's not worth it. She said, I try to work with him on a one-on-one. He didn't want his family. That's it. She never said like, oh, you abandoned us. She was like, look, you don't want to be with me? That's cool. I don't want to be with you. You abandoned your son. You feel me? Right. And it's bums like that that make it bad for good dudes like you to unfortunately have to deal with the situations, because a lot of women, no matter what, takes the side of another woman. They never really want to hear the situation, because I bet you if you told other outside of your family or outside of any female friend that you've ever had in your life, if you tell right. someone this story, what's the one thing they would say to you? What did you do? You must have pissed her off. Da 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 da. This, that, and the third. And you sit there like, damn, you taking her side? You don't even know the fool. You're already trying to think of what I'm lying to you about.
Right.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, fellas, wrap up. Like, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? And yeah, if you having a relationship with a woman, sexual relationship, and you haven't gotten a print, ask the question. Both men and women need to do this. Ask the question. You having a sexual relationship with someone, doesn't have to be a serious relationship. Ask the question. If I get pregnant, what's going to happen? Do you want to keep the baby? Would you have an abortion? And just take what they tell you at that time at face value, because things can change later on. But you just kind of want to know where their head is at. If they're going to tell you, yeah, I'm going to have the kid, and you don't want to have a kid at that time, it's not worth it. The sex is not worth it. Cut that relationship off and find someone else that's on that same vibe with you, because yeah, a lot of the times, exactly, a lot of the times, the reasons why a lot of dudes end up in these situations is because they be lusting after these females, and they don't know if this woman is a good woman or one that's going to take advantage. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
be preemptive.
Hey, but you got to listen to, like, the girl that you with, pay attention to her friends. You got to pay attention to who she hang around, because
that too,
man, they put them little birdies in their ear, I'm telling you, and they instantly do what the fuck they tell them
that,
to do.
That too.
Their mama too. Funny. Pay attention to the mama. The mama's going to give you, like, she's going to show you what the child is like. Man, I should have paid attention to that a long time ago.
That's true. That's true.
If my mama can't keep a man, the daughter ain't no good either. I'm telling you right now. That's straight back.
Nah, it's true to a certain extent, because sometimes they teach it and it becomes a cycle down the line and stuff like that.
Hold on, let me take that back. Not saying can't keep a man, because she might not want a man. But if she got multiple men running in and out, like she got a boyfriend here this month, and another one coming this, I would stay away from that type of era. Like.
And it's also too, the one thing that a father hates. Look, if you're a single mother and you want to date. But at the same time, don't bring a bunch of men around your child. If you get serious with someone, you date him for a little while, then you bring him around the child and stuff like that. No man wants to sit there and you dating on, and then your child's like, oh, this is Uncle Tony. Yo, this is Uncle James. This is Uncle Jamal. Like,
it don't make sense. Do that, bro.
Like, there was a video a couple months back, or maybe a year back, where the chick said she was going on a date, and it was all over YouTube. Everyone was talking about it. She said she's going on a date. She asked a dude to take up to Mickey D's to buy a meal for her daughter. So the guy, he's like, he was like, I'll do that to buy the meal or whatever. So he took her there, and she was looking like waiting to see if he was going to pay for the meal. So he didn't pay for the meal.
Right.
And she paid for it and everything. She said she didn't ask him if he wanted anything. And she said she knew from that moment that he wasn't going to get the box. And I'm sitting here thinking, your thinking is way off, for the simple fact that one, this man don't know you or your daughter. You're going on this date to get to know this person. If you ask him to take you up somewhere so you could buy a meal for your daughter, because it's your responsibility to feed your daughter, and he does that, then it's your responsibility to feed your daughter. She's looking to see if he's going to be able to provide in the future. No, you need to see if he's not a pedophile. Because he could be buying the meal and you don't know what's in his heart.
Women do that instantly.
Sometimes they focus on the wrong thing.
And they should wait a while. If you want to take your child to go meet the man, it takes months before you're supposed to do that.
Don't
be having to
do. If you go over his house and you're gonna want to get smutted out at his house, then
that's cool.
But don't bring it home.
Don't bring it home. Your baby's running around dirty as fuck, probably.
Exactly.
And you sit. This dude coming in. Then you want to get wiped up, like. Nobody got time for that.
But the funny thing is, there's dudes who go the distance with women like that, and then they sit there and act like when it happens to them, they go, where did I go wrong? Check the red flags.
All right, so I got another subject. What about women that like to be showed off on social media?
What do you mean by that?
Like the women, you know what I mean? If you're in a relationship, they yell at you, they get mad at you if you don't, like, post pictures of them, y'all two together all the time, like they feel some type of way. What do you think about that?
All right, so I gotta give a little context to my answer. I am a former simp, and you know that I used to simp back in the day, and I went through it, and I turned around and was like, yeah, man, I can't be a simp no more, because these females be taking advantage of me, and I be putting myself out there, and it doesn't make any sense. So I smartened up, and I started to use a lot of my old experiences to better myself. So I focus more on myself now, which I should have been focusing on myself in the past. And a question like that, I would say, like, oh yeah, post her, make her feel better, whatever. But now the way I think about it is like, I personally, if I'm gonna date someone, let's keep it between me and you. When we build something solid, then we could post pictures online or whatever. But if you take that as, oh, you, that person doesn't care about me because he's not posting me, then that means you're looking for some kind of validation, or you're looking for some reason to red flag him, basically, because you're thinking that he has other females on the side. So you're like, oh, the only reason why you're not posting me is because you probably got other females on the side. And you don't know if that person's just trying to vibe with you. You don't know if sometimes you don't want other people in your relationship. You don't want people saying anything. You don't want people
commenting, doing
exactly. You want to build something with that person. And then you can say, oh, this is the person. This is my woman crush Wednesday, whatever the hell, and stuff like that. Sometimes we do move too quickly to put this person that we're talking to out. And then that relationship falters. And then now we looking like an idiot online.
You looking dumb as shit online. Yeah, like that shit crashed. Yeah.
For that question, it's more like, no, build, try to build something first, and then you can show each other off. You know what I'm saying? Don't fall into that. Why don't you show me online? Now, if you've been together for 5 years and he ain't showing you,
yeah, something wrong.
Something wrong.
You know, if you're not on his page, something's wrong. Or if you're not on her page, something's wrong.
You know, but I personally would want, you don't need to know who I'm dating, like the world.
Yeah.
Me and her will be cool, because if me and her are conversing, she will know that no matter what, if I post something and someone puts something like, oh, you look nice today, she's going to know, like, okay. Because the one thing I don't want is someone like, who's this? Who's posting this on your page? I'm like.
And it's too early for that. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, too early.
Way too early.
I put a status on Facebook earlier talking about validation. People don't really chase their dreams because they're scared of getting judged by other people.
Exactly.
And it holds a lot of people back. And
exactly.
It's kind of go in context of what girls want to be posted.
Yeah, exactly. And they want to feel important. It's this age. You know what I'm saying? This age is nothing about validation. Well, I want to ask you, because I was thinking about it. You was born after 97?
I was born in 93.
Oh, so okay, so we're both millennials, because I was thinking you was Gen Z, but okay, you're a millennial.
yeah. Don't do me like that.
Nah, because Gen Z, I think, starts at 97 up to like 2012. So I was like, okay, so you're a millennial. Yeah, so this generation is about, but that's not to say that millennials don't look for validation, because our generation kind of started this social media stuff. So, so we started this whole validation. And speaking on validation, bro, did you hear that OnlyFans is going to be cutting pornographic content starting in April? October.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good or bad thing. I mean, some women, if they're comfortable to do that, I mean, shit, that's their business. So they're going to lose a lot of money. But
no, I mean, Tyga the rapper already trying to create something else. And then someone, they're on all Twitter right now telling all they simps to go to this different website to support them. But I brought it up for validation because they're making money. Don't get it twisted. Like that Catch Me Outside girl, she just made $1 million in a month, I think, on OnlyFans.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Doing
that
what?
Is crazy. I don't know. But what do you think?
I know she ain't doing no porn type shit, because nobody wants to see that bullshit.
She's 18 now. Them nasty ass men.
Well, she need to catch her ass off OnlyFans, because nobody wants to see that bullshit.
They $1 million they paid her. $1 million.
Yeah, so she got her bread.
She got her bread, but it's a lot about validation.
That's like social media. Like people, like mental health is a big thing now that people really need to talk about. Because if they shut down, I say this all the time. Like I'm a realist. Mm-hmm. If you take away all social media, take away Facebook, you take away Instagram, take away Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And if them people that are so used to getting likes, comments, attention just from social media, they don't even know the motherfuckers that they're getting attention from. Mm-hmm. It just makes them feel good. If you take that away, I believe the suicide rate would be so high because people would not know how to take that. They don't know how to love theirself and actually, you know, be intertwined with theirself. They can't do that. Not in this generation.
Suicide. I don't know if it was a suicide rate, but a lot of mental health issues were exposed during COVID because of the lockdowns. So when people weren't able to socialize with other people, they were more prone to getting depressed. Some people might have hurt themselves. So if it's like that, if people are being locked down, if they're being denied, I guess, you know, the comfort of being next to somebody else, if they lose validation, online, it changes everything, because it's scary, because there's a lot of people now who do hurt themselves because they're not living up to the fictitious life of social media.
Exactly. Like, look at TikTok now. If you look at TikTok back a year or two ago, it was for kids. And I made a TikTok like this. I got a lot of hate off of it, but it was
kids. I saw it.
It was for kids, bro. Like, it was nothing but dancing for kids. But now you got every woman that goes on there, I swear, you just scroll through TikTok. It's just them showing their ass. They in a bikini or some type of thing to get some type of attention from men.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's true.
And then get mad when a man sit there and say, oh, I mean, I'll fuck you, but I don't want you. Like, I'll never be with you. I'm going to cheat on you. But then they said, I'm a good woman. Like, how? You're getting validation from all these other men around the world off of your body. And we're supposed to respect you off of that.
Yeah, but you can't. What you're saying it, but you gotta be careful, because what you're saying now, the feminist is gonna jump on you, because it's not about your validation.
Nah, I keep shit real.
I'm just saying. They gonna
come. Hey, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It is true. Y'all can take it how y'all want it.
They gonna come for you.
Yeah, they can take it how they want it.
I understand what you're saying. And it's
like, what else do you have to offer? Like, if you go on TikTok, like, literally, and the first thing you do is when a song come on, you turn around and show your ass in a bikini. Like, what else am I, what as a man am I supposed to say? Oh, like, all right, she's fiending for attention. Like, that's all she's fiending for.
Yeah.
What would draw a man into that? Yeah. Why would I marry something like that or want to be with something like that?
Exactly what you said. I was just about to say it. There's a lot of men who's like, to sit there and be like, I got to pick a wife out of all this.
Yeah, I got to pick a wife. The world has already seen your ass before I even got to see it in the bedroom.
Yeah. But like I said, if you say it like that, they're going to come at you like,
It's just the new generation. That's what they think now.
Yeah, it's all about validation. But there's a lot of women now that's hitting my age, and they're not finding the partners that they want, the high value men. And they're sitting there, and you can see it on the TikToks. You go on TikToks, they'll say, where are all the good men gone? There's only fuck boys here, da da da. And it's just like, no, there's not fuck boys here.
It's what y'all offering us.
It's exactly that. The high value men don't want you anymore because, one, you've hit the wall, as opposed to the red pill community says. Mm-hmm. So, in the sexual dating market, you're not bringing anything to them. You know what I mean? You've already had multiple partners, so they don't feel like they're going to be the only one.
Oh, we can get on that subject too. We can get on that subject because men, this is for the women. Now I'm on y'all side with this, because men, you know, we can fuck a million women. And so it's like, we're like top dog. Like, yeah, that's what we're fucking alpha men. Women have the right to be hoes too. Like, shit, they got needs.
Hey, I got.
That's a double standard.
It is a double standard. I ain't got no weight because I got a different thing on that. But people ain't gonna like my
Go ahead, say it.
My thing is,
it ain't your fault, bro. Say it,
bro. I'm gonna keep it 100. And when I was in the military, I was a hoe. I'm not gonna lie, but now I regret it. I regret it as a man, because I don't want to say alpha men, and I don't want to say high value men, but the dudes that actually get the most attention that I've ever seen were the dudes who are scrutinizing with the woman that they sleep with. So it's not necessarily that they were super religious. It was just that they were like, nah, I'm not going to do anything with her. Not because, you know, I feel she has anything, not because of anything. It's because I know what I could pull. So why would I waste my time throwing what I have to other people?
Other way. And they say it's a saying, like, your souls get tied. Like, you got to tie to that person for the rest of your life. Like,
exactly.
So you got to be careful who you sleep with, because them demons stay on you.
And it goes back into the child support topic. Be careful who you're sleeping with, because you don't ever want to have a child with someone that you don't want to be with for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's going to happen at some points, but we want to mitigate it, because what people don't realize is these children grow up into adults, and then they live with some of these traumas, and then it goes into their
adulthood. Because it goes back to, like, when my parents divorced, it fucked me up completely. Like, I grew up seeing my parents together till I was 15.
Yeah.
Oh. So, and like, I was a teenager. So when they separated, and then my mom got a new man, my dad here, but like, that took a big toll on me. I'm used to having the one household family, you feel me? Like, my brothers, mom, dad, everything was cool. But parents don't really, you don't really see that. Parents don't really see that with like a kid perspective, like what we see.
Yeah. As a kid, when they left, it didn't bother me because I knew he was a piece of crap. He did some stuff because left when I was like six, so I knew. But I think it affected me because I watched my mother struggle. So I always wanted to become that good man. So when I started to date, I was the good guy. Not realizing when I was young, they don't want the good guy. So they used to take advantage of me. And I'm sitting here believing these Disney movies, like I got to be Prince Charming and I got to go put on for these females, not realizing I got to protect my neck because this unscrupulous woman out there. And thank God for my mother. She used to always tell me like, yo, you see that right there? It's a pretty package, but it could be dirty inside. Right. She used to tell me that when I was like 14, 15, she was like, you see that right there? Pretty package, could it be dirty inside? But I was sitting there like, yeah, I'm going to be a different man than my father. But then I was going down the wrong path because I was allowing these women to take advantage of me. So we have to really take into account portray ourselves to our children so that they grow up with strong values. Because the best dudes that I know that take care of their situation had a great parental unit. They had a great father. Even if the father was not in the household every single day, they had a great parental unit, or they had a great maternal unit as well. Mm-hmm. There's some that just has one parent and they do really well, but it affects us. It affects us in our relationships moving forward.
Yeah, for real. Because like in back of my mind, I'm married to this day and I keep it 100. Like I'm married. Mm-hmm. But you always like, I see my parents divorced, so I always keep it in back of my mind like, damn, maybe that could happen to me one day. Like you can invest all this time in this one person, then it makes you want to hold back a little bit because you're like, I don't want to go to full throttle. You feel me? Then exactly. you turn 45, 50 and that shit gone. Now you 50. Now you got to start all the way the fuck over. Like what the fuck do you do now? Like your life is gone. Like
you got to work. A lot of people don't. And I like that you brought that up because a lot of people need to realize, get rid of that superficial stuff. Females, stop. If you're attracted to someone, you're attracted to someone. You like a tall guy, you like a tall guy. I just say keep certain criterias as like, this is what I want, but it's still malleable. I can change it. Don't make it dead stamp and don't focus only on the superficial, because if you focus on the superficial, all you're going to get is superficial. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't want to fall for someone and you think this person is wonderful and then you find out he's a dog. And then you keep dating these dogs and then you turn around and be like, all men are dogs. No, you keep attracting dogs. Stop treating yourself like a dog pen. Right. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with men. If you keep lusting after all of these women and simping off of these women, all you're going to get is hoes and you're not going to be happy.
My grandparents told me the realest thing. They was like, in a marriage, you got to work, bro, because
you got to work.
It's going to be times when you're going to want to cheat. It's going to be times when you're going to look at the opposite sex and be like, damn, she fine. Or she's going to be like, damn, he fine. But it's going to be mistakes made. You got to be able to fight through all that. If you're not strong enough and don't love a person enough to do none of that, don't marry that person. Because it's going to happen. Like, no person, you can't be with one person and not be attracted to the next person. Like, it's normal. We're humans. It's a human thing.
Yeah.
You got to be able to fight through that. Like, I know some people that been married. People say cheating is like, oh, a no-go for me. Like, soon it's like, man, that shit is like, I don't want to say it's normal, but cheating can be the littlest things. Like, you can just look at a woman and be like, oh, she's fine.
It depends on the relationship.
Yeah, technically, you're flirting. Even if you smile and giggle with another woman, that's flirting. Mm-hmm. Technically, that's a way of cheating. It's normal. You're human.
You're human, and that's fine. It's where insecurities come into it. Yeah, because you're going to see attraction. It's what you do is important.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like how your grandparents gave you that advice, because I remember I was going to marry this woman and we didn't go through with it. And everyone was like, I went back to work. Everyone was like, oh, you married? Where's the ring? I said, nah, we didn't go through with it. They said, you know what? There's a reason why you didn't go through with it. You just don't realize it yet, but it's a reason. He just sat me down. It was a homegirl that I used to work with back in the day. And she says, if you get sick, would this woman, do you know if this woman's going to take care of you? If you lost your legs right now, is she going to leave you? If you go broke, is she going to get a job to take up the slack and take care of the family. They said, we always ask these questions about stability, about men. When we talk to our daughters, we talk to our sisters, we always tell them, is this man going to be there for you? He's going to cheat on you. Is he going to do this? We always want them to choose a good brother, a good dude who's going to take care of them. But we never ask the boys, we never ask our sons, our nephews, our cousins, if the woman that you're going to marry is going to hold you down. How many stories have we heard? He went broke, she left. He right. got hurt, she left. So we have to ask these questions, because stability is not only just money that you make or having the biggest house. Stability is emotional too. Is this person going to hold you down? Is this person going to take the reins while you're down and out? That's why they ask you for sickness or the health. Do death do us part? Like,
right.
If you're going to be there till death do us part, you're going to be there in sickness and health. This is not jokes. But some yeah. women, they don't get married for them reasons. They get married for them superficial reasons that I said before. So I like that your grandparents told you that, because it reminded me that. And when she told me that, I took that with me into the future. So any woman that I ever dated, if I was even starting to develop feelings, I started to look for those things. And I'm different. I didn't do them little games where you give them tests to see how they react. I just watch how they react. Or mm-hmm. would they hold me down? Would they do this? You're not going to know all the time, but that's where it takes getting to know each other.
It takes time.
If you don't get to know that person, you won't be able to hold each other down. And if you focus on the superficial.
And I believe that takes years to know a person. Some people get married off like 3 months, 6 months. I don't know how they do that, because there's no way, because down the line, you never know like what situation can come up, and exactly. that person can just switch. Like, she's not with that, or he not with that. And then.
Yeah, it's true. It's crazy. And then we're going into, you segue into the next topic. And this is why. 50% of marriages end up in divorce, because something always happens. And I remember when she was in the military, they said the number one reason is finances.
Mm-hmm.
Always a disagreement in finances. And somehow, some way, someone cheats. Not all the time. Not every divorce is because of cheating, but cheating is, I think, the second biggest mm-hmm. reason why divorces happen. And sometimes you'd be hearing these reasons why people cheat. I don't mean to laugh, but shit, I mean to laugh, because this should just be crazy. They'd be like, ugh, he grew his hair out. He knew I didn't like him growing his hair out, so I cheated. Like, bitch.
Yeah, like, what? That's the dumbest reason.
Bro, back in my simp days, when I used to get friend zoned, let me tell you something. These females would, I used to hear the like horror stories, like, damn, you did that? Or you went through that? Like, oh boy. I've heard some stuff. I've heard like crazy stuff. I've been sitting here like, damn. Like,
yeah. Relationships is hard, bro. Like, that's the hard. I think that's the hardest. That's harder than a job. That's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing in the world.
And now it's harder to get into a good relationship, because if you get married, she could divorce you and split your bucks.
I think marriage is like overrated. Getting married is a good thing. I think we should normalize it again. Mm-hmm. But I think the relationship changes once you get that piece of paper.
Because some people want the paper for that validation.
Yeah, that's when they start acting dip, like, oh, now we married. Like, dun, 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 like, you can't do this, can't do that, we're married. Like, technically, we're still dating. We just have a piece of paper.
We just got a piece of paper. I know some people who have a long relationship and they're not married.
And they had the best relationships.
Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that marriage isn't good or marriage is... either or, it's just, it depends on the relationship. And right. if you build a strong bond, it's going to last, especially if you work at it. Like you said, you got to work at it. It's a, right. just a job.
On the next topic, though, what do you think about people getting married at a young age? What advice would you give them? I could go in that, because I've been married since I was 19. And I'm telling you, that was the hardest thing.
With you now, you kind of follow the pattern, because you're using the military. A lot of military yeah. people get married. Some work, some don't. Because we know some people that got married when you were that young, and they're not together. We got some people that are still together. I was about to get married young too, and it didn't go through. And I'm happy I didn't do it. I ain't married now, but I'm happy yeah. I didn't go through it, because I would have been with the wrong person.
My advice would be to tell people to wait a little bit. Wait till you mature. Wait till you mature. Exactly. No, as a person, you got to mature exactly. as a person, because,
yeah.
like both. Me and my wife, yeah, because like my situation, I know like a lot of my homeboy situation too. We all got married young.
Mm-hmm.
We never had the chance to have fun.
Yeah, be hoes.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, literally just have fun. You know, you see people out there and they clubbing, they with this chick, they with the fellas traveling here, going here, maybe hooking up here, come back, working, like, building something. We never really had, we always had something tied down to us, like, nah, you can't do this.
Exactly. And then so if you bring a child in early, then it's like, you grown now.
Yeah, like, yeah, I did all that. I had my first child at 17. Man. Yeah, so I was grown at 17. So it was like, it takes a lot. Yeah. So I would tell the fellas, even the females too, wait, live your life first. Build your life first.
Build your life first, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Build your life, yourself up.
Get your finances together first. Get your career together first. Make sure.
But I would say this, and you said that, you said that to male and men and females, right?
Yeah.
But both. The thing is with women, though, is what we're seeing right now. And I know positivity. I ain't trying to break it up. But what a problem that we're seeing now in the dating circles is there's a lot of women who are making a lot of more money, but they're looking for men who make more than them. So let's say they make, everyone basically makes five figures. But let's say they make about $80,000 a year. They want a man that makes $150,000, $200,000, and then they're negating the men who would be good for them that's making roughly around them or a little less than them. So a lot of times when they're asked the question, could you date a dude who works at McDonald's? They'll turn around and be like, yeah, I will motivate him to do better. And then they ask the question, like, again, Kevin Samuels, he will say, no. A lot of women have this delusion where they think they can build this man into what they want him to be. And you can't do that all the time. Could you date someone who makes less than you, you know? And I'm not saying women should, but you have to keep your options real and keep it based on
That kind of goes vice versa, because I know, like, my wife motivates me. I motivate her too. Like, you know, my wife never had like the hustle mentality. All she knew was.
But see, as a man, if you look at society, as a man, that's your job to motivate her. Her job is to motivate you too. But what if you didn't meet her when you was younger and got married and had kids? What if you met her now with the age you are now and she's making way more than you? You already said in the last episode that you couldn't date a woman that makes more than you. So it kind of
I'm not gonna say it makes more than me, like
a rich. What, she's rich.
Yeah, like she's rich. Like, that's what I said, man. I couldn't date no Rihanna type status, but I don't mind a woman.
So then I let me take that back. I had that mistaken. But she makes a little bit more than you, right? But then she looks down on you because you don't make as much. How would you feel about that?
If a woman look, well, I don't need her then.
Exactly. And that's the issue that's going on. That's the issue that's going on. So the reason why I bring that up is I wholeheartedly get your career, get your money, stack your bread. But at the same time, don't scrutinize people because of the amount of money that they make, because what you are alienating are, you pretend not everyone's good, but potentially good people is basically what I'm saying. But I 100% agree with you. Get yourself situated first, because there's nothing worse than having a child young. You know, I'm not trying to speak anything on a young mother, young father, but and then have to go through that struggle, because everyone wants to be able to just provide for their child.
Yeah. And they also want to live their life. People want to have experiences and live life. That's what that's where I'm getting at. Like, get your experiences in. Mm-hmm. You know, most women that get older, I mean, get married at an older age, around 28, 30. Mm-hmm. They done had a whole phase. They'd have been through their whole phase. They're done. They ready to settle the hell down. You know they have. They, the ones that came out of college and shit, they didn't had their whole phase. They can tell you no, they haven't. They didn't had their whole phase. Like, women, y'all can quote me. Most of y'all, 98% of y'all they had their whole phase. Same as men. Yeah. They didn't experience their whole phase. Yeah. They didn't travel. Yeah. They didn't done all that shit. They didn't experiment.
Yeah. They experimented, And if they ever get divorced by the age of 40, they go back through the whole phase.
Yeah, they're going to be like, shit, well, yeah.
But their kids are grown, they pass the age of 40, they go back to their whole phase.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm dead ass. Like, I'm telling you from experience. When they divorce and they're after the age of 40 and their kids are grown, they go back to the whole phase.
And that's when they're back on Tinder.
Exactly.
They're back on Tinder swiping right for a young dude so they can have fun. They don't even look for a man their age. They go back to be a sugar mom.
No, yeah. And trust me, you know.
Yeah, they want.
You know, I ain't gonna put no names out there, but you've met a couple people that I've hung out with.
Yeah. We didn't talk, we got a lot of experiences, but I can't put it out there no more because I'm married. But I got a lot of shit that I can talk about.
Yeah, nah. But I see what you're saying. Get your experiences in first, because later on, then you can provide a little bit more for your child. You don't want to try to have these experiences while raising someone.
And provide for each other. Exactly. Because that's like it. You're mature, you're mentally mature. Like you can sit there and be like, I've done this before. I ain't got time for that. I've done it. You know what I mean? Y'all can meet in the middle.
This brings me a good question. Now that you said that, right? And you said, and what you said, I agree with, that it's a double standard and whole phase. Men go through all this stuff and we praise these men here and we put the woman down here. And I agree, we shouldn't really, it's a double standard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but the question is, if you were single, and I'm sorry to your wife, this is a hypothetical question. If you were single, never married, no kids, and you dated, you did your thing, and now you're looking to settle down. And the girl that you're dating at the moment says, you ask her like, damn, you know, I think we could, you know, start taking it serious. Not no marriage, but, you know, I want to take it serious. Like, what's your body count? And she tell you 150. You marry her?
Shit, love is love. I mean, me personally as a man, I don't even want to know what the body count is. I wouldn't even ask that question. That's not a question.
You don't want to know? You don't want to know? Man, but then what? But what if? Okay, then what if it's this? What if you in the mall with her or a restaurant, whatever? And every 2 seconds, some dude knows, hey, what's going on, Cynthia?
Nah, she been out there way too damn much. Nah.
You don't think she was out there?
That's not my cup of tea. I can't speak on everybody else's, but it wouldn't be me. I couldn't handle no shit like that.
So, I mean, body counts count. Because I would say the same thing to a woman. Like, if he got a high body count, not saying not to talk to him, but you got to be, you know what I'm saying?
You got to think every woman that tell you her body count, she's going to say
times three.
Yeah, it's no more than five. She's going to be like, three or four. You got to times about that three. Shit. Yeah,
times about three.
Women, we know y'all secret. I'm just gonna put that out there. We know y'all secret.
We've been on that.
Yeah,
we the dumb ones that go, oh, 123. How many? She be like, babe, how many people you been with? 509.
Like, be like, hold on, let me grab my notebook because I writ them down. Yeah.
And you sit there and be like, she be like, damn, 509? You nasty. How much you been with? Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lying like a mother. Ain't no way.
He was with four? Oh, yeah. Like, nah.
Ain't no way.
Like every time we go to the mall, you hugging this person. Like, damn, bitch, that's how you got the recliner chair for us at Sharper Image. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you always hugging everyone, the manager. I know everyone in there.
They be lying like a mother. Oh, another conversation I want to talk about. A work wife and a work husband. Because I feel like everybody has one. I don't personally, but that's a real conversation to have, because they always say like a woman always has like that work husband that she goes flirt with at work. You know, she can come back home.
It depends on the flirting, because sometimes they can have a gay work husband. It's just someone that they vibe with at work. It's like I said, as long as this dude ain't calling her at like nine is early, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And you sitting here like, what he called you for to tell you some stuff?
Yeah, you phone numbers, that's wrong. But I'm going to say off experience at my last job.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, and y'all can like listen to this. I went to work like my first day. Mm-hmm. I literally had to be about five of them. Five women came to my window because I was like in this little room, machine operator.
Mm-hmm.
Banged on the door and was like, hey, you need a work wife? Pick which one you want. Like literally, no cap. I even told my wife about this. I was like, literally.
All right, that's a no.
They was even bold enough to go to my boss. She gave them my phone number. They sent a picture of all six or five of them. I don't know how many it was, but I didn't even pay attention. And was like, pick which one you want. You need a work wife.
They plotting. That's a plot. No.
But half of them was married.
Plot. No. No woman does that. I'm sorry. They don't go, do you need a work wife? That shit develops organically. It'll develop. You just someone you go to work with. You vibe with this person. There's nothing sexual with it. You just crack jokes all day. When you come in, they looking for you to come in. I don't know, again, sexual thing, because y'all just be having fun and just be cracking jokes. and you have fun and stuff. Like you go on, you go lunchtime. You be like, are you going on lunch together? Let's go to lunch. When I used to sell cars, I had a
I don't see. I don't think that whole lunch thing when you married. I don't see that.
No.
I mean, I can see if you going. I can see if you going to group.
Food. We go out, get our food, and we come back to the what you call it. No, you can go on lunch. You're not gonna go into a dim lit restaurant. Put his hand up like,
can you can go on the you can go on the group, like a okay. group, but I mean okay. like one on one. No, that's kind of personal when you go one on one to go eat lunch with somebody.
Like I was gonna say, it depends. It depends on the relationship, and it depends on the relationship that you have with your wife, and it depends on the relationship you have with that person. If your wife is cool, she's met your work wife. Oh, she's cool, whatever. But then I want to say this.
If you hide it.
Maturity. Yes, don't hide it.
If you hide it, then that's when it becomes a problem.
Exactly. It takes maturity because you need to be mature. If you're dating someone or you're married to someone who's jealous, don't you just got to reevaluate yourself.
But these days, I know dudes, they will brag about that. I would. If I was single.
Wait, brag about work wife?
I'm just saying, if I was single.
Yeah.
And I knew I had a woman that was married and she was my work wife and she introduced me to her husband.
Yeah.
That's bragging points. Like I still will probably try. Like, you know, the dude is probably still trying at the end of the day. He's waiting for y'all to get divorced or fall off. Like he's waiting for it. Every man. That's like a woman having a best friend or a male having a girl best friend. Most of the times they're waiting for, not as you grew up together. Like,
yeah.
Hold on. I got topics on this. Girl,
it depends. It
best
depends.
Friends, I'm gonna tell you, best friends mm-hmm. never work out opposite sex because when I got married,
mm-hmm. best friend, right,
boom, yep, best friend.
That shit, work wife, I got no problem with. Best friends, I got stories.
When I went to the military, my best friend, my homegirl, literally mm-hmm. told me I got 3 months to divorce her and come back and be with her and marry her and bring her with me. 3 months.
Oh, I remember you told me that.
I said, hell no. I haven't spoke to her ever since.
Yeah, he was like, cut that off. Yeah. I remember. I think I was there when you sent the message. And he was like, look at this craziness.
Look at this crazy shit. No.
It's like, nah. You bugging right now.
Yeah.
That best friend. Oh, that's my best friend? No. Yeah.
And I used to say that because I used to see her as my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, that's my
girl. Because you had a friendship beforehand. But like, if you're dating anyone and... I'm not saying I'm not saying men and women can't be best friends. You can, but you got to remember person that you're friends with is the opposite sex. So right. You must always keep in your mind that this person could have some kind of unrequited feelings for you. Not saying they will, but it could happen. Because trust me, bro.
It happens.
Because I've been a best friend.
Somebody out there situation got feelings for the person. Somebody.
I've been a best friend that was seeing this scheming like Gollum from like, when is this related? Well, he cheated on you? Ooh, come over, let's cuddle.
Real shit. Like, real shit. It's always that one person.
Always that person. Like, it was one who was on the phone with her every day. Her man would sit there and be like, why are you always talking to this dude? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, we just friends, whatever. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, break apart.
I got a homegirl in Europe from being in Germany. I got a mm-hmm. homegirl. I consider her my best. Like, she's like my homegirl. She always looked mm-hmm. out for me. And she'll tell you. Like, she'll sit there and be like, well, yeah, I'm waiting for you and your wife to get done so I can go. Like, damn. Like,
see, once that happens, you got to cut it off.
Yeah, I had to block her on everything. Like, you got to cut it off.
I
had to tell
her. I know people are going to see this and be like, damn. Craig is a slime ball. In the past, I was. Now, I like to think of myself as a better person because what I advocate for now is don't put someone through something, even if you don't know them, don't put somebody through things that you wouldn't want to be put through because I'm going to tell you, karma hit me back. Any slime ball things I ever did in the past, it hit me back. So that's all I would say to anyone. It's like, you think I'm a slime ball? I kind of was back in the day, but...
I don't really believe in karma no more. I believe you bring your own karma on yourself.
I believe in
like whatever you think and you think about too hard,
that manifests it.
Yeah, that's the karma that's gonna come back and get you. Like it's gonna bite you in your ass.
I believe it. I mean, it's all come down to experiences because some people think karma is like some bull like zodiac signs. They just think it's it's some made up stuff that people are invested.
Another thing I hate, bro. You ever see these women now to be like, oh, I'm crazy? Like, bro, I don't get this shit. Like, women could be like, I got attitude. I got an attitude problem. I'd be like, why? I'm a Virgo. Like, bitch, no, you. That's not. Yeah. Bitch, yeah. No, you crazy because you fucking crazy, not because of your fucking zodiac sign. You're just fucking. You was born crazy. Oh, I'm a freak because I'm a what's Scorpio. A Scorpio.
I got a joke about that.
You're not no freak because you're a Scorpio. So you just a freak. You a hoe.
I have a joke about that because this is the one thing I wish people would stop this. Stop asking someone about their zodiac sign. If you dated someone, had friends with someone in the past, it's not all the people are like that. Because the number one thing is us Pisces. I'm a Pisces. You Aquarius, right? Yeah, yes, I remember this. Us Pisces get nothing. I be telling females, they be like, what are you? I be like, Pisces. They be like, oh, y'all so emotional. Da, da, da. And I be like, yeah, I am emotional, but it's not because I'm Pisces. It's just because I've been through stuff.
Been through some shit.
But I got a joke on that. So I had a woman I was talking to. She's like, what are you, Pisces? She's like, oh, my ex-husband was a Pisces. And then she's like, oh, I can't stand it. He cheated on me with a Scorpio, and Scorpios are hoes. So I said, Scorpios are hoes? I was like, damn, okay. And back of my mind, I got to go look for some Scorpios. So I'm like, what are you? She's like, a Scorpio? I was like, bitch, you just told on yourself.
Right.
No, so I was like, yeah, we can stop talking now. Like, you just told on yourself.
I want people in the comments to answer this one question, though, because it seems like people attract one zodiac sign the most. And I realized that. Like, people like their friends, like people that come around me is all like mostly all Virgos. It's always like, but it's a fucking Virgo. And I'd be like, and now I'm sitting there, they got me thinking, but I fucking hate Virgos. I don't even get along with y'all most of the fucking time.
That's how I am with what is it, Taurus? I've had nothing good with Taurus.
I mean, everybody, their birthday is in September and in August, like how? In October. That's like it. Like, that's it. I don't meet people.
I don't know. Maybe they do have something to the zodiac stuff. It's just I think, how do I look at it? I just don't want people to be limited. You know what I mean? Don't judge someone based upon their zodiac sign, because people are different. I'm a Pisces, and one of my best friends, he's Pisces, and we're similar, but he's completely a different person. Like, our temperaments, everything is completely different. So we're not all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just don't like when they take it too seriously. I think it's a joke. Like, I have fun with it. It's also a good icebreaker. But when you find them females who they got to take out their chart and look at the astrological sign and be like, you was born in the sun and I was born in the moon. So we're not going to work together because I'm looking at someone who's born in the rain. You'd be like, if you don't get out of my damn face with this.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Instant. Cut you off instantly. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Shit.
All right, bro. We got to save some conversation for next time. This has been an
honor. We didn't talk about cheating.
Oh,
and we can going to talk about it. We can
talk about cheating, though. Hold on. So, how I want to start this one off, though, on cheating. What are we going to do? The signs of cheating?
We could do, signs of cheating, reasons, how to avoid it.
You really can't avoid cheating. Cheating, a person want to cheat, you can. But I feel like I really don't. Signs
you,
of cheating.
You can, because men cheat, if men cheat, because black men don't cheat.
Yeah, I heard people say that. Black men don't cheat. Who the fuck said that? What is on TikTok?
Charlemagne the God. Black men, but you know what? I stand with the black men don't cheat. Stance, because I hate the fact that people think only black men cheat, because I've heard women of other ethnicities, other races who literally sit there and be like, oh, I don't date black men because they cheat. And I'd be like, come on, don't believe that stereotype, because I know Puerto Ricans who cheat. I know white dudes who cheat. I know Samoans who cheat. You know what I'm saying? I know Asian dudes who cheat. So it's like, stop it. It's depending upon how they grew up, how they were raised to be around women, and just their social standings. It's not ingrained in your DNA that you're gonna cheat. It's not that. So that's why I stand with the black men that cheat. Have some black men cheated? Yes. But here's the funny thing. It's not black men. It's people with options. An ugly nigga like me can't cheat. pretty niggas could cheat. Rich niggas could cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? If I was rich, I could cheat. If I was dating someone, I'm rich because now I have value to me. That money, not saying I'm going to go buy anything, but it brings in a lot more attention. Me, broke and ugly, I ain't getting that. So if I get with someone, I got to really put in work.
You got to get your confidence up. We're going to work on that.
Nah, it's not that. See, it's not nothing about lack of confidence. I do have confidence. The thing is, it's not a problem. The thing is, I'm realistic with myself.
Yeah, but the thing about cheating is, men cheat for
lust. Keep it 100% honest. Yeah, it's lust.
Women do it emotion. Like they're emotional. Gone. When a woman cheats, she's gone. Like yeah, she's gone.
Or
like,
she was never with you.
Yeah.
Or she was never with you. A sign is if a woman, okay, this is going to be also serious. Be careful about narcissistic people, men or women, because they will cheat. Anyone with a personality disorder, they will cheat. Because you'll have some woman that will draw, and men too, that will draw you in. They will make you feel like you're the most wonderful person in the world. Once they break down your barriers, then they start to berate you. It's like it's like the army. They get you in, they break you down and build you back up. So they build you back up in the way they want you to. That way they get you hooked. Then they'll start doing things to, you know, piss you off, do the breakup to makeup stuff. And then they'll go out and cheat. And then they'll use it against you in order to validate themselves doing something bad about you while blaming it on you. So there's also women who never, and men and women who never were then not with you. You serve a purpose in their life right now. And they're going to cheat on you because it's just beneficial. So you're thinking you're in a relationship. In the back of the other person's mind, they're thinking, I'm always single.
Right.
So they don't think of it as I'm cheating. They're thinking of it as this dude's a sucker or this female's a sucker and I got her wrapped around my finger. I could do whatever I want. Because it goes back to what I said earlier, when back in my simp days, when I used to sit there and listen to women tell me all these stories, I had a woman tell me she walked in her man cheating on her with one of her homegirls. And he told her, you ain't seen me do that. I said, what do you mean he told you he didn't see? She said, yeah, he had the audacity to tell me I didn't see him do that. I said, what did you do? She said, I got mad. We got in a fight. And then later on, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? You know, I'm like, so in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, he got it like that. He cheated on her with one of her friends, convinced her that he didn't do it. And then they had sex later. I'm like, that's on you. That's not on, it's on him for doing what he does, but it's on you for allowing that action to continue to happen. You should have left.
Right. But we can talk about men that have women come to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Sometimes it's just lust.
I can say this. My wife knows, like me, personally. Mm-hmm. I know a couple military homeboys too. Like women come in all the time.
All the time.
And most of them are they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Most of them have a man.
Yeah.
So once you see it so much that what a woman can do when she's in a relationship,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you think that affects a man brain that's in one as well? You would sit there and think back of your head all the time, like, I seen what these women can do. Like I haven't seen women sneak out the house, go meet my homeboy, meet up in the car for 10 minutes, dip back to her man, and act like nothing happened.
Nothing happened, yeah. Yeah.
And then you would sit there and be like, damn it. And men will sit here this whole time, you're sitting there like, it's just women are better at hiding it. Like women
exactly.
Are.
Women. Exactly. Exactly.
Men,
but then we get treated like, well, we're dogs, but there's a lot of women who do it on the low.
Yeah.
We never get caught.
We get caught because we don't give a fuck. Like technically, we get called like
stupid.
We're just like, it didn't mean nothing. Like honestly, it didn't. Like it didn't mean nothing. Shit, I was just.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, bro. I didn't see women come sneak out the crib late at night. Like, then like,
wait till the motherfucker go to work. Yeah. I had a female told me that she said, "Oh, I would wait till he go to work and then call up her side dude, and he will come, and because she knows his schedule, and he would be out, clean the house and everything, and he wouldn't know."
Yeah, and she didn't wash dishes, wash clothes, did all that. It took her 10 minutes. Dude, mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. She had her fun. And
Nothing ever happened. And honestly, my advice to that is, look, and this is why you said that you can't avoid cheating. To a certain extent, yeah, you can't avoid it. But look, if you know that you can't stick with one person, just be single.
Right.
Or find someone that you can have that type of relationship with, that you both are doing things, but you're being honest and you're being healthy.
That's the new thing. That's what they call polygamy,
polyamorous and stuff like that.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But some dudes got to be careful, because, and females too got to be careful, because some partners are saying, we're polyamorous, but I could cheat, you can't.
Yeah, I don't know. That's that new generation.
Nah, that ain't polyamorous, because I don't know. I'm old school, so I
believe. Yeah, me too. I believe
relationships, but I don't shit on anyone. If your relationship is not for you, it's not for you. Some people just need to be able to spread the seed. Let them do it.
Be honest. I think Boozy said it. Boozy was like, I can never get married because God didn't put me on this earth to be with just one person. Boozy said, God put me out here to have kids, like to spread my seed.
Hey, some people, that's what it's there for. Yeah. Society pushes that we need to be monogamous. But look, monogamy works for some people. Polyamorous works for other people. My whole thing is just be honest. If you even think you're gonna cheat, start evaluating the relationship. Yes. I really want to be with this person. I don't, because honestly, there's so many people who take their lives because of cheating. So many people whose thought patterns change, and then they become the best savages I've ever met were dudes who got cheated on so bad that they started to treat other females bad because they were trying to get back at that one female or the other females that took advantage of them.
Bro, I'll be honest. I never thought in my life I would ever be cheated on. Mm-hmm. Not going to put her name out there, but when I was younger, mm-hmm. I gave up everything. And it's going to sound like, I don't want to be on this fucking podcast sounding like a fucking simp right now, because I'm an alpha male. I'm going to let y'all know that right now. I gave up everything. I gave up football scholarships, track scholarships, all types mm-hmm. of shit. Mm-hmm. Went to college. I gave up the college I wanted to go to. Me and her would drive to college every day. It turned out when I would drop her off, all of a sudden she had to go to work early. Like, she had to be at work early. So, you know what I mean? So I kind of caught on. I was like, and it took our homegirls to come tell me, like, nah, she messing with this other dude. Never said nothing. Like, she would just dip. Like, and mm-hmm. come back like nothing happened. I'm like, damn. And that fucked me up forever. I was like, damn, women can get away with it. She was doing that shit for some months. Like,
women take, let me tell you something from experience. The people who snitch is dudes. The mm-hmm. ones who hold it tight and don't say nothing, women. Because I had a woman cheat on me before, and her homegirl like, no, she love you. She would never do some stuff like that to you. They come to find out she did cheat on me, and I'm sitting here like, damn. I was like, I was a fool for believing her homegirl. That's her homegirl. That ain't my homegirl.
Her homegirl snitched on her, though. I still know to this day. Her homegirl snitched like a motherfucker.
It's like, you... And one thing I would say, because I wanted to bring this up too, and it kind of goes in, I guess it kind of goes in with cheating and stuff like that. Be careful what you tell people. Mm. And I would say this, and no disrespect to any woman out there, but any dude who tells a woman something, the whole world knows.
Right.
We need to normalize stopping pillow talk.
Yeah,
because
stop pillow talk, for real.
Let me tell you something. I had a woman I was dating one time, and this is when I found out that women go and tell their homegirls everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They tell your dick size, they tell that, they tell every single thing. So the fact that her friends is hearing all this stuff, oh, I'm a good dude, he's this and that, that when me and her broke up, her friend tried to try me and was like, oh, how you doing? I'm just trying to see how you're going, because I heard you guys broke up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was when I started to realize, I was like, because a lot of ladies tell too much information, and you got to be careful, fellas. You got to be careful the information you tell a woman. That's why building a bond is imperative. Because if you piss her off, all your information is out there. She gonna be like, oh yeah, that's why you wet the bed when you was 12 years old, pissy bed ass boy. And you be sitting here like, why are you saying this crap? Because I said I wasn't gonna take you to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they get mad, they'll look at any celebrity.
Oh yeah, they air everything. They go straight to Twitter.
Every woman that has, they've always told on any celebrity you've ever found their information, any man, it's been behind a woman that they've scorned, and that woman will tell anything. If you ain't got that bond with that female, do not tell that business. Right. And just trust me, everything that you do, her homegirls know, her brothers know, her sisters know, her cousins know, her boss knows, her work husband knows, they all know.
Everybody. So you gotta be
careful. And woman, you gotta be careful who you're telling that information to, because you could think someone's your best friend and she could be plotting against you. So you have to be careful what you tell information, because if you really care about a dude and you're telling your homegirl everything about that dude, trust me, they will try him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the
homegirls try him.
Yeah. The homegirls are coming.
So, and it's crazy. I ain't gonna say he was a friend, but I knew this dude who told me straight up. He said, yo, I fucked my homeboy's girl. I was like, damn, you a slime ball. He was like, nah, I did it for him. I was like, how did you do it for him? He was like, I was trying to prove to him that she was a hoe because she wasn't listening. I said, so you had to fuck her to show to him that she was a hoe? He was like, yeah. I was like, come, that's some, I can't do that to my friend. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, I was like, do nothing like that.
Like, oh, I'm going to prove your girl's a hoe. So let me, like, you couldn't even do like the setup and put it online and be like, you see these text messages, leave her. And he was like, nah. He was like, he had to feel it. I was like, that y'all ain't friends then.
Hell nah, he a weirdo.
So you gotta out here, you gotta be careful what you're telling the other person. Men too. When you don't tell your homie. If you care about a female, do not tell her about your homie. Because trust me, your homie will try her.
Yeah, you gotta be careful who you bring around. Careful who you bring around.
Dude, you be sitting right there in your car, get out, and your homie, there's a video like that. Your homie will try your girl right there. And you don't know that they rendezvousing behind the scenes, and then you still sitting there talking about, I love
her. Bro, I had a situation like that in Europe. When I was in Europe, I had a homeboy. Him and his wife was always beefing. Mm-hmm. Always. And I took fault for it, and I still feel bad because I didn't realize what she was doing. But every time they got arguing, she would come to me. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, tell me all his business. I'm like, then I had to sit there and think about it. My homeboy was like, bro, she trying to fuck. Like, I'm telling you, like, what's she trying to do? So one night after they got arguing or something like that. I guess he hit her. She come banging, like I heard a knock on my door. And I'm sitting there like, and Sinead was in the States at the time. So I'm like, open the door up and she come crying, like jump on me and shit. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she told me like, a dude hit her or whatever. I was like, but my homeboys was there today. He's like, bro, you need to send her back home. Like Ace said, like, so her, get the hell out. And like,
it's trouble. That's trouble.
Man, that was trouble right there, like from the rip.
Because even if you have no intentions of doing something with her, you don't want that trouble with the man, the husband's coming or the boyfriend's coming at you, and you're like, yo, I'm getting a fight with you. And
over
I'm
her?
Yeah, like it's not even worth it.
Yeah, he did ask me too. He was like, you trying to fuck? I was like, nah, your wife coming at me, bro. You need to go check her.
You gotta check her. Yeah, and that's a bad look. That is a bad look. Because as a man, you're going to feel like, damn, she's trying my man. She's trying this dude right here. You're going to feel like something. Because no man wants to be cuckolded. No man wants. That's a bad feeling.
That's a bad feeling.
Because ladies, let me tell you out there, and maybe I shouldn't say this because then the unscrupulous woman might take this and use it. But nothing worse than another man piecing your woman. So nothing worse. That destroys a man. So please don't go out there and try to get revenge, because what I stand on right here is I stand on my laurels. You know what I mean? Like, just say what you mean, do what you mean, and let your actions speak. Mm. If you make a mistake, say you're sorry and keep it pushing. But don't do things to hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? Intentionally, because it makes you look bad at the end of the day.
Right.
So when it comes to cheating, just think about it. I don't want to hurt this person, so let him go.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
All right, bro, we got to wrap this up. My kids just got home.
All right, so until next time.
Till next time, episode 3 going to be lit too.
All right. All right. I have a good one.
All right.